Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The first time ever the state of Louisiana enters a float in the Rose Parade, and as such, a lot of exposure for the state of Louisiana. They also were in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and received all kinds of kudos for same. Here to talk about is Charles Winham, PIO for the State Tourism Office. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Charles, I got to tell you, I got up that morning, watched the Rose Parade specifically to see the float. I was blown away. It was absolutely incredible. I've received a lot of texts this morning when I said we were going to talk about it, and folks have said the same thing. They were proud of the moment when they saw that float in the parade.
It just is simply amazing. I mean, that day in Pasadena was just full of joy, Louisiana joy, that just spread across. I can tell you the same thing. I talked to a lot of folks who also saw the parade on TV, had the fortunate situation in the grandstands, and hearing just the same thing. And it certainly didn't disappoint. And it was just full of Louisiana joy.
So a lot of people don't connect the dots, right? I mean,
sure.
In the tourism world, we're in a competition business. We're competing against all other states that want to bring forward the best that they have to offer, and we're no different.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we are thinking out of the box maybe a little bit more than others and have taken advantage of both the Thanksgiving Macy's Parade as well as the Rose Parade and have had a great reaction to it. Tell us about how important this is, though, in connecting these dots.
It really is vital. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser really is part of the charge leading the way, and something with a three-year plan called the Sunshine Plan for marketing and promotions. And you hit the nail on the head. We got to think forward and ahead so that when COVID passes, when all the madness of the pandemic passes, people are itching to travel. And that's who we want to speak to. We want to speak to people on a national level. We want to speak to people on an international level. And these two parades were just perfect examples of that. I mean, the numbers that we're seeing for the Rose Parade alone, we had more than 65 million viewers worldwide. Now, in the United States, that means ABC, NBC, and the Hallmark Channel. And then internationally on Univision and Telemundo, just people, 700,000 lining the streets of Pasadena, seeing Louisiana front and center. It really didn't disappoint, for sure. And when you have Lane Hardy, who is, American Idol winner, everyone knows, and the Hot 8 Brass Band, Grammy nominated. We have nothing but great reasons to come and visit Louisiana and visit the entire state, too. This was a beautiful example of showcasing the entire state as it was shown on the float. It even included street signs of Baton Rouge and Shreveport and Houma, and the details of the Rose Parade, for example. I never got tired of it, and I was in the warehouse for 3 days prior to the January 1st float going through. It's important to reach and get that message out that we are here when that traveler, wherever they may be, is ready to go ahead and travel again.
I thought it was masterfully handled because the entire experience seemed to get a lot of attention in the media. Even, you know, the building of the flood, and this goes on every year, right? But it was so inclusive in nature where, you know, you guys had first responders, other members of society there. I think Southern University participated with their band, and a lot of different folks participated in the building of the float.
In the building of the float, there were hundreds of different volunteers, some Louisiana natives that had the chance to actually work on the Louisiana float. And it was just, it was wonderful. It was heartwarming. And I'm talking generations, too. There's a gentleman from California, probably left Louisiana by about age 5, but it did not matter. Louisiana was still in him. And he has been a float decorator volunteer for like over 30 years and had his son and grandson. So 3 generations of folks were actually working on the float. And that was just one of many, many examples that way. And you make a great point about the heroes that the riders that were on our float, they were selected because they each personify the parade theme of dream, believe, and achieve. And we had Miss Louisiana America, Julia Claire Williams, Miss Louisiana USA, Tanya Crow, Deputy Dylan Crawford of St. Tammany Parish. He's the recipient of the 2021 Louisiana Deputy's Valor Award. Alyssa Carson of Hammond, Louisiana, an aspiring astronaut. Her goal is to fly on a future space mission to Mars. And also working the front lines of the COVID pandemic, Dr. Brian Parker of the Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. Kara Bailey Lee, a Jefferson Parish 2023 Teacher of the Year. Todd Terrell, founder and president of the United Cajun Navy, and Ashini Modi and her sister Marnie, who are Champion of Service Award winners, a couple of teenagers out of Caddo Parish who are inspiring, to say the least, and have created a nonprofit called Reading Rainforest that donated over 5,000 books to free libraries at homeless shelters. This is exactly what Louisiana is all about. And we had a full 3-minute global audience to showcase not only those people and the music, but also our food and culture. It was certainly it just was something that I haven't heard anyone yet that said they were disappointed with the Louisiana float. If anything, a gentleman from Colorado in the stands just said that was the best float of the parade that I've seen. And by the end of the parade, he didn't change his mind.
Yeah. Well, this all culminated in you guys receiving an award for all of this, all of the activities going forward. So tell us about that.
How about that? We're our first time at the Rose Parade, and we were the recipient of something called the Wrigley Legacy Award. It is one of the top 3 awards of the Rose Parade, and it's for outstanding display of floral presentation, float design, and entertainment. So to say we were just flattered and honored and humbled to be able to receive that significant an award for our very, very first time at the Rose Parade is just completely great news and unexpected.
So when we sum this all up, a win-win on all fronts.
Really, it truly is. And once again, why we thought this was something important? Well, we want to bring that economic engine of tourism and travel back. We want millions of people around the world to know that they can feed their soul in Louisiana all across the state. And it's just a celebration. And there's a lot of it's that day of a live stage performance. So you're very nervous heading out and you're keeping your fingers crossed that everything will go according to plan. And not only did it go according to plan, but it even exceeded our expectations.
Charles, so tell us I'm assuming that you got to experience the Macy's Day event as well. Maybe I shouldn't assume that. Did you?
I was actually watching it from home on the television as well, but same concept of a very
I'm kind of curious what you're hearing from the folks that visited both and those that are familiar with the experience in New Orleans relative to Mardi Gras, some of the differences in the culture and everything around the excitement of the parade there?
Yeah, actually, from what I've heard from our staff and other boots on the ground, they may be parades, but there no two parades are alike. And so in New York City, we had a 60-foot alligator. We had John Batiste performing and 75 million people, television audience. And that was more of a feel, according to them, of a one-day experience. You know, the parade comes. There might be a few a pre-parade type stories that pop up, which Louisiana also caught a good lion's share of attention because of a 60-foot alligator that's going down Madison Avenue. And so we just have we had some good exposure, two different types of parades where, from what I've told, Macy's has a more of a control on just exactly what we can do versus other promotional events that we were able to capitalize in Pasadena. There's after the parade itself, there's a festival of floats where all the parade floats just park it at Pasadena High School. And it's a ticketed event where the public can just look, walk up close, touch the roses, see all the detail to all of the floats. And that also gave us opportunities on a promotional and marketing side where we're handing out travel guides and beads and T-shirts, reminding people that the party just begins in less than a week with Mardi Gras when we were there just on January 1st and 2nd. And it's a nice spin. You know, you just always, there is something you can always talk to anybody about Louisiana because there is a genuine interest and for good reason with all the music and entertainment and food and just the joy of life that I don't really think you see anywhere else in the U.S. We proudly say that Louisiana is America's foreign country, and come visit, and it's a trip.
Yeah. You know, I've been to the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Macy's Parade. Actually, it snowed the day that we were there. So it was quite a different experience. We almost froze to death, but beyond that, it was fun though, and we went to the night before where they blow up the balloons, and that was very interesting as well when you walk through there and that, in Central Park, and that was a lot of fun too. But you know, it's a different feel. Obviously, Mardi Gras is a 2-week event as opposed to a 1-day gig. In both of those examples, never been to the Rose Parade, but would very much love to. I hear it's absolutely stunningly beautiful.
It truly is. I mean, they have told me, and I still just shake my head, but our float alone had 35,000 flowers on it. And I believe it, but I just go, I would never guess the right amount of jelly beans in a jar then, because just that number just blows me away. And the detail, they had a fountain. They made a fountain out of flowers. They had alligators and brown pelicans, and using flaxseed and all these organic materials, walnut shells and raisins for the alligator eyes. You couldn't. It was just a sensory overload of color, of organic items, and just a great celebration. It was just pure Louisiana joy.
And not that the two are connected, but a lot of momentum created. And then I was very excited when Mayor LaToya Cantrell said Mardi Gras is happening. And I think that was really important to all of our Mardi Gras crews, many of whom I don't know that they would be able to survive another year without parading, many of whom I think might have gone bankrupt. And thankfully, she has stayed the course, made the announcement, and I think all of this creates just a lot of momentum for this area.
It truly does. We're still, riding it from day to day, week to week, month to month. So our, 30-day, 60-day, 90-day plans, our 1, 2, 3-year plans are obviously need to be flexible. And when we can promote things like Mardi Gras, when we can tell people that, hey, Mardi Gras is a season. It isn't just a day. Come to Louisiana, enjoy it all. It's vital just not only for the entire state of Louisiana. It's an economic driver, as I've mentioned. We just depend on so much tourism dollars to really help, because those folks that come visit Louisiana keep our taxes lower because of the fees and other things that come in and help pay for jobs as well as all the things that we take for granted. It's just an incredible, important industry that Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser takes incredibly seriously. He's working tirelessly around the U.S. and around the world to encourage people to feed your soul and to come to Louisiana and have a great time.
Got a texter here that's asking, do you guys have Feed Your Soul bumper stickers?
Yes, we do. I'm looking at a stack of them now.
So how can they get them? In fact, this person says they want one. They want to put it on their car.
I'll tell you what. If Sean or whoever the producer is, have them pass along the contact information, and I'll be happy to put not only a bumper sticker in, but a visitor's guide and all sorts of fun Louisiana items for him to enjoy or her to enjoy.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. Charles Windham, congratulations to the entire effort. The state of Louisiana is most appreciative. Charles, PIO for the State Tourism Office, thank you for your time spent with us today.
This has been my pleasure. Thanks, Newell.
All righty, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Did you see the float in the Rose Parade? I got to tell you, I did, and it was stunning. Give us a shout. No Filter Friday. We'll talk about anything. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.